Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
You know what I'm bringing today. You know what I'm bringing today. Let's go.
Go to work.
Let's go. Hey, Sam.
Sports Radio 16.
It is our last day, Lopez. Texans training camp practice day 6. Brandon Scott, John Lopez, here on the scene at the Houston Methodist Training Center for the Houston Texans training camp practice, number 10. It is our last chance to lay eyes on the Houston Texans live here on the scene, Lopez, before we watch them in their first preseason game later on this week against the Chicago Bears in the Hall of Fame game. I cannot wait to watch them get into the nitty-gritty of practice. We've seen some position drills and things of that nature, but this is our last chance to get some discernible takeaways from this team, and I can't wait, Lopez.
Yeah, and we have a few already here, like you said, at the Methodist Training Center. But, kind of a spoiler alert on one of my passing thoughts. I'm starting to wonder if this is kind of like a mini game week prep type of practice.
Wait, what do you mean, mini?
Because they
it
do.
Is a game week prep.
Well, you know what I mean.
They have a game on. What is today?
Today is Tuesday.
They have a game on Thursday.
So right it's kind of like a Friday practice.
Yeah, what I'm saying. Kind of. It is game week.
It is game week.
It is game week for the Texans. We get our first chance to watch them play football this week on Thursday, man. This is absolutely
yo,
game
yo,
week.
Yo, yo, yo. Sorry yeah. to butt in. Can we check B Scott Mike? It sounds like it's not on or it's not up a little bit. Sorry to butt in.
There we go.
You mean all of this energy and nobody could hear me?
Yeah. Nobody could hear
me. I've been screaming at the top of my lungs. Nobody
had no energy, man.
Y'all, man, I've been screaming at the top of my lungs about the fact that we got Texas training camp practice and a game to actually cover this week. Lopez talking about it feels like a mini game week, bro.
It does feel like
it is
a mini
game week,
I thought you were sad, man. It was last day of training camp.
Hey, bro, we'll get to the Astros later.
I cannot wait, bro. They playing this week, dog.
We'll get to the Astros later. No, they are. No, what I mean is, like, it's a lot of drills, a lot of technique, a lot of, that type of stuff. We're going to find out here in about 5 minutes. Usually right when we come on the air, they're going full bore, 11 on 11. That's not happening just yet, but we'll keep you up to date on that. And so that's what I mean by that. But lots to take away already from training camp. We'll do the passing thoughts for sure.
I was just messing with you.
Oh, I know you're pumped like I am. But, no, it is, you know, and it's funny because, like, you're like, okay, Hall of Fame game. Nobody's going to play. Hey, I got news for you. Some people that we are going to want to watch are playing on Thursday. I heard Vandermeer talking about this right before we came on, and he's 100% right. John Metchie has to play. John Metchie probably wants to play on Thursday night because, you know, he's trying to reestablish himself at the highest level. By the way, John Metchie will be sitting right in front of you, B. Scott, when practice ends, joining us right off the field. And that's going to be fun because there's a lot to cover with that. I was going to say, I mentioned this to Seth Payne, who's out here watching practice. I'm going to try to go through the whole interview without mentioning cancer, but I don't think I can. I don't think I can because
come on, let's move on.
No,
man.
But here's the deal. Here's the angle, because you and I have talked about this, Figgy and I have talked about this, like how the lingering effects, maybe even last year he didn't even notice, you know?
Yeah.
And now maybe the lingering effects, because we've said it, you know, we've all had people in our lives with cancer, and even when they get the clean bill of health, they kind of like, they don't realize it, but something's just kind of lingering. So that's the only way I'm going to mention. I think it's valid.
I'll be honest with you. The way that I thought about this, because this was on my mind when I was driving into the stadium and when I realized that we were going to interview him,
mm-hmm.
It was more so of ways of asking about the thing that we all know about at this point. And we can obviously mention, I'm not against mentioning the word cancer, but at this point, since he's already played one season removed from the diagnosis and from the recovery, to me it's about, like, the thing that I want to know from him off top is, what is different about this training camp versus last year's, really both from a physical and a mental standpoint, because you have to figure, to your point, Lopez, about the cancer, you have to figure it has to be different from a physical standpoint, but also mentally.
Yeah.
You heard Noah Brown talking to you guys yesterday. Hey, I don't necessarily see a difference in physical athleticism per se as much as he's more sure of himself.
Right, right.
And so I want to hear more about that, how much more confident or comfortable he is from a mental standpoint, on top of the fact that we realize and understand that he is now a year plus removed from the cancer diagnosis.
Right, I totally agree. And right on cue, they are going 11-on-11.
Oh, they can bring that closer to us, though.
Yeah, ones
they
versus,
wanna, y'all,
versus
hey,
one.
Hey, y'all want to come over here real quick?
I was standing on the top of the bleachers behind us trying to get a better look. But, yeah, so good deal. We'll keep you up to date on all that.
Yeah, man. So this is an exciting time. And you mentioned John Metchie. I'm really ready to talk to him because I think in a game like this, you talk about players that aren't going to play and how it's going to be mostly the subs. Well, that is the spirit of training camp. That is the spirit of preseason. That is what we are all here for. For example, talk about John Metchie. Here is an opportunity, I think at least, for John Metchie to star in a different role, for John Metchie to look more like the second round pick that he actually is and less like the role player who's recovering from cancer and the ACL and a year plus removed from football, really, when you think about it. And so less of that and more of, hey, you're probably one of our better guys out here going into a preseason game. So we get to see John Metchie. I would like to think, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm projecting this. I'd like to think we get to see John Metchie more heavily featured, doing more things, and kind of get a more depth for what his potential actually can be, once he's further along in his recovery, and we anticipate that he absolutely is.
I totally agree. And just getting back to the point that I was making earlier, we're going to see some players that are going to be playing on Sundays and may well earn those jobs on Thursday, or at least start to earn those jobs on Thursday. You don't think John Metchie wants to play? That's a good example right there. You don't think any of these receivers back there, Steven Sims, Ben Skoranek, Xavier Hutchinson, you don't think they want to play?
You know, Xavier Hutchinson's got to be chomping at the bit.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier hearing Mark Vandermeer talk a little bit about this. Indy Kalu was on with them on Texans Training Camp Live as well, and he was talking about early on in his, you know, Indy played 12 years. But early on, he had to establish himself. You know, had to establish himself as a player, and at that point, playing in the preseason was paramount. And he called it his Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You don't think that this week's game is Xavier Hutchinson's Super Bowl?
Yeah.
That may not be something that you care about long term, where it might be a more granular point. But that's what this week is about. The Xavier Hutchinsons of the world getting to actually show something, anything. John Metchie is somebody that you anticipate to be on the team, but you want to see how much you can find from him. You want to know who I'm really interested to see?
Who's that?
Who's going to emerge out of this crew of backup quarterbacks where we can't really tell among them who is supposed to be the guy?
Yeah.
Like we've got the most confidence probably in Case. We've got the most local connection and probably the most affection for Case Keenum, both for, you know, his background with the University of Houston, his time here with the Texans a decade ago, and what he did last year. Like, we understand all of the history with Keenum, but he's on the other side of 35. And these other guys in the room, we don't know exactly if they have a viable backup quarterback, and that is something that I'm very intrigued to find out this week, Lopez. It is going to be a Davis and or Boyle game, and it should be.
And it should be. We're going to get into this more tomorrow, but I've put together a list of players that you absolutely want to watch on Thursday. But those are some. Metchie's one. Xavier Hutchinson, some. And I have other names as well. Now, as far as what we're seeing at camp today, because this is where you separate a lot of the guys that are making big plays, etc. We mentioned Metchie's going to be joining us right off the field. He's a guy that has missed some practice, and he's got some ground to make up. I mean, that is a loaded room we continue to talk about.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, John, You just mentioned Metchie. It just reminded me. I meant to mention this earlier.
Yeah.
There is a video. If y'all have not seen it yet, go check out Jonathan Alexander's Twitter, now known as X. There is a video of John Metchie putting a move on the rookie Kalen Bullock, who I am bullish on, who I really want to see. I want to see him play this week.
Yeah.
I want to see him play this season. I want to see what he can actually contribute, but that's further down the line. But you want to talk about what we're watching today? John Metchie put a move on Kalen Bullock that had him, like, on the other side of the field. It would be the equivalent of breaking ankles on a basketball court, making a dude fall.
I saw it, and it was the one that stood out to me as well. And, of course, the Texans released their first depth chart yesterday as well. And the thing about that is there were some real truths in there, and there were some where I was like,
Where are you challenging? Because I think we know a lot of the truth. Where are you challenging the Texans on their release depth chart? What are you calling BS on?
Okay, one more than any other by a long stretch.
Okay.
They have Jalen Petrie at safety. Like, literally, they have him on the depth chart at safety. He hasn't lined up at safety that I've seen the whole camp.
Well, obviously. Like you and I have been watching the same thing. I'm not going to dispute the fact there. But let me throw this at you. Maybe what they're doing here at camp is just an experiment to begin with. Like, I have not been convinced that just because he's only played nickel that means he's exclusively going to be a nickel. Yeah. I feel like that's something that they're experimenting with. They're trying to see how much they like it, how well it works, and that they're not going to commit to saying that they're absolutely doing it, i.e. on their depth chart, until maybe the end of training camp, maybe until they actually see it in a preseason game. We want to talk about players that we know,
yeah,
players whose names we know that we're looking forward to or actually want to see play in preseason this year. Jalen Petrie has to be among them, has to be toward the top of the list because of what you mentioned. He's listed on the depth chart as something that you knew him as, but what we've been watching and what we've been telling you about at training camp is something totally different. Is he going to play nickel in the preseason? Is he going to play safety? I anticipate for him to play nickel. If it doesn't go well, I figure that they think that they can always put him back at safety and then figure out the depth of it from there.
Here's where I don't agree with that. And not that it's not a good theory, but I don't agree. Like, even in drills, literally every day, he doesn't take a single rep in drills with the safeties. It's he and Desmond King and another player with the nickels, and that's it. Three dudes are getting every single drill, every single rep, every single everything with the nickels. So I mean, now's the time to start getting him better at safety. You know, why would he not take any reps at safety if you want him to improve?
So who, I mean, if you could call it right now, who is the starting safeties?
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up, Figgy. Because here's where it gets interesting.
It's the next logical question.
This is the other thought that I had when I saw the depth chart come out yesterday. So you mentioned Kalen Bullock got turned around, but he's been pretty good. You know, he's got that length, really long arms. I would be fascinated to see, and maybe I could just do an old Google search, but what his reach is.
And he's a playmaker. Go watch his tape from USC, even if you just want to watch the highlights. You don't want to crunch the tape. He is a playmaker.
I think part of it, Figgy, because, like, behind Jalen Petrie on the depth chart at safety is one Kalen Bullock.
Yep.
Not MJ Stewart.
Yep.
Not Brandon Hill. Kalen Bullock.
Yep.
I'm wondering if they're trying to protect him a little bit from penciling him in as the starter, and they want to see a little more. They don't want to put that on him. You know, he's a later round. Was he fourth round?
Yeah.
Fourth round draft pick. And so, like, it's one thing to put Kamari Lassiter as the starter at cornerback. It's obvious. Like, he is the starting cornerback. Kalen Bullock, I think they maybe want to learn a little more. They don't want to put him as the starter on the first depth chart at safety. I think that's a lot of pressure to put on him.
And see, I think it's a lot less about protecting him and a lot less about what kind of pressure you put on him and more so about there being a little bit less desperation at the position. I think they feel like, hey, if this doesn't work out with Jalen Petrie at nickel, we can put him back at safety. You talk about him not taking enough reps here at safety. Well, the fact is he at least has played safety before. It's not like the position is new to him. He played there all of last year, albeit he did get benched there and struggled there mightily at times. But I think it's more so about the fact that they have more of a backup plan and less of a backup plan at corner opposite of Derek Stingley Jr. And so, because look, Lopez, they have shown us that they are not about protecting rookies. They have shown us that
he says if you're good enough to play, you're going to play.
Yeah, they're not about babying rookies. And I think that Kalen Bullock has probably shown them enough for them to feel like he can play either as a starter or a backup, we'll see, but that he can play. It's just a matter of where does Jalen Petrie fit in the scheme of things, in the grand scheme of things. And this is just going to be an ongoing question throughout the preseason, Lopez, and I'm fascinated by it. I'm rooting for Jalen Petrie because he's a great guy. But I don't know what position this man plays.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, he feels like a man without a country.
Yeah.
He feels like somebody that's got a lot of potential and a nose for the ball, can make plays, but also at times can be a liability for you in coverage and also can be a liability for you when it comes to tackling, despite the fact that he's got so many other redeemable attributes about his game. He is kind of an enigmatic player when you think about it.
Yeah.
I don't know what position this guy is going to play at. I don't know, kind of to your earlier point about calling BS on the on the depth chart, I'm with you in idea because I'm watching practice with you, but I am not entirely sure that they are entirely sure where Jalen Petrie is going to play for them this year.
Well, then take some reps. Like he hasn't taken a single rep with the safeties. I cannot get over that. This is training camp, man. This is a dude that got benched last year. This is a dude that has all kinds of pressure. What did D'Amico Ryan say repeatedly? We'll see. We'll see. Well, you would think that he'd take more reps with the safeties then, you know, and that's why I'm like, I don't buy this. And the other part about Kalen Bullock and why, you know, he's not afraid. Yes, he's not afraid to put rookies high on the depth chart when they earn it. Maybe they're just not fully convinced. He's played really well. He's had his moments, but he's also been turned around just today by John Metchie.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm thinking about this, too, with Jalen Petrie. It makes you wonder, as far as him not taking any reps at safety, it at least makes me wonder what does happen to him if it doesn't work out at nickel. Because I think what you're gathering from this, and it's a reasonable assertion here, is that if he's not taking any reps at safety, they've probably actually given up on him at safety.
The decision has been made.
Well, it's at least as far as him playing safety.
Yeah.
And the depth chart be damned. Forget what you see from the depth chart.
Yeah.
He ain't playing safety. And then the hope is, hey, he's just better at nickel, better around the line of scrimmage. You can blitz more with him. All of these things that we've talked about are why he might be better at that position. Can he cover at nickel? Is he good with the sudden movement and all of that? Like, it's not the same quite as playing it at Baylor, playing it in the NFL.
Yeah.
So, like, covering NFL slot receivers, like, it is going to be hell to pay at times. So, like, if it doesn't work out at nickel, I've got serious questions on what exact position this guy is playing, because it does seem like they've given up on him.
A couple of other things on the depth chart here that I think there's a lot of good things to get out of the depth chart, and then there's things like we just talked about with Kalen Bullock and Jalen Petrie. There's some things that you kind of want to go, okay, what are they doing here? Why is he there? And let me give you an example here. I keep going back to, I believe it was Thursday, maybe Friday, when they went into the dime package drills in 11-on-11 full contact ones versus ones, and the linebackers were Jalen Petrie, which we know he's going to do that as a nickel. He can step in and play linebacker in a dime package, and Delshawn Phillips. Like, he's kind of like this week's Rio. Like, who? Wait, how did that happen? Delshawn Phillips was up there with those guys when they went ones versus ones, and Henry To'oto'o is healthy. So Henry To'oto'o is actually listed ahead of Delshawn Phillips at the outside linebacker position. And I'm like, that could be they want to see what they can get out of Henry To'oto'o in that role. Or also, like, they're still not quite 100% decided on that position.
Hey, look, I'm just going to say this now, and I don't mean this as no disrespect. But the fact that Henry To'oto'o did not find himself in any dime packages.
Yeah.
Is not a coincidence, and it does not stand out, because he don't belong in no dime packages.
Right.
Like, they have to, and what it shows me is between Phillips and the rookie Jamal Hill, they're obviously going to look for their fastest, most athletic linebacker to be available to them in dime packages. And then, obviously, Jalen Petrie is more of a hybrid type of player, more of a, you know, probably an undersized linebacker when you really think about it. That's going to make sense. Kind of on a nerdy point, Lopez, since you mentioned dime packages, I cannot wait to see what their dime packages look like.
Me too.
Because I like their defensive backs. I think they got pretty good depth at defensive back. Even if you don't necessarily believe in the rookie opposite Derek Stingley, you got your questions at safety. They've got decent depth at defensive back that makes dime packages really intriguing. And then there's just a question about which linebackers they're going to play in those sort of situations. We are going to get a look at that this week.
Yes,
we are two days away.
Yes,
it's our last day on the practice field at the Houston Methodist Training Center, Houston, Texas. Practice, training camp practice number 10. Brandon Scott, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you on In the Loop. More of Lopez's passing thoughts on training camp coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.